Great. Let's just go ahead and jump into some exercises here. And again, I'm recording you, so I'll send that. You know, I'll get that to you.
I'm doing exercises every day on this.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to show you some specific ones that'll help you, and I'll even coach you through them. You know, so because I mean, there's all kind of exercises in our training, but specific ones are good for what you're dealing with right now. So let's go. Let's jump in and get yourself comfortable, get yourself relaxed, and let's jump into some just to do a quick tension release. Not a long time, but that just helps helps get you primed. It turns in up your internal awareness. So let's go ahead and take the right hand, tense that hand nice and tight. Relax it, tense it again. Relax it, left foot nice and tight. We're just going to kind of rush through this. Relax it. Again, tense it up, scrunch it up in your shoe if you have to. Relax it. Okay, other foot, tense it nice and tight. Relax it, tense it up again. Relax it. Your other hand, tense that hand nice and tight, make it into a ball. Ball up your fist and relax it. Again, and relax it. Okay, take the right leg, tense that nice and tight, the calf, the thigh, the whole right leg, tense it up. Almost like you're a cat stretching your leg. And relax it. One more time. And relax it. Again. And relax it. Now, what you want to do, again, as you're doing this, is pay attention to how that leg feels different than your other leg. Does it feel heavier, more relaxed, tingly, warm, whatever? So go ahead and take your other leg. Salvador, you there? You with me? Okay?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and take that leg, tense it nice and tight, calf and thigh, and relax it. Again. And relax it. Again, and relax it. Okay, go ahead and take your stomach muscles nice and tight, and relax it. Again, and relax it. Again, and relax it. Okay, go ahead and take the right arm nice and tight, and relax it. Again, and relax it. One more time, and relax it. Other arm nice and tight, and relax it. Again, and relax it. One more time. And relax it. The back, stretch it out like a cat, you know, upper and lower back, nice and tight, and relax it. Again, and relax it. Okay, go ahead and take the neck, tense it nice and tight, scrunch it up, and relax it. Again, and relax it. And again, as you're going through this exercise, I always try to do this before you do any of the other stuff. It's good if you can. Helps increase that internal awareness within your body, helps kind of get you into that state.
Let me tell you something. I am already having chills. I don't even need to do this. It's funny. Okay. I can just lie down. I'm serious. I was going to ask you about that because I cannot even do it sometimes because I get so many chills about when I relax so much.
Right.
I lie down and I tell you, I'm talking seconds. I'm relaxed. Chill.
Right.
I guess I'm getting chills.
Yeah. I can help you with that. I mean, sometimes you'll feel like you're falling through space or you're spinning, different things like that will happen, you know, but I mean, it's generally easy to, I mean, if it's causing you discomfort, it's usually pretty easy to get rid of. I'll work with you about that, but let's go ahead and jump back into the exercise though. Let's go ahead and pick that face, the jaw, tense that up nice and tight and relax it again. And relax it. Now, here's what I want you to do. Let's start off with this. Go back to a time where you felt the emotion of, now forget about Juilliard. Let's maybe another circumstance. Go back to a time where you felt the emotion of curiosity. Like you had to know something. You wanted to know something. Like you're curious. Like, wow, I wonder what's going on there. What happened to that person? I wonder where they are. Just go back to a time where you felt that emotion. Dig around in your past and let me know as soon as you have a good time where you felt that way, like strong curiosity.
Okay.
You got one? Okay. All right. Now put yourself there as if it's occurring right now. Focus, you know, not as if you're talking to me, but put yourself there as if it's happening right now. Like time of day, the colors. Are you inside? Are you outside? Who's there? Clothing, anything like that. You don't have to remember everything. Just try to remember what you can. And just kind of soak in that emotion for a moment. Curiosity. Strong curiosity.
Okay.
Okay. All right, now let's go back to a time where you felt the emotion of, I don't care about that. Like, I don't care. It's none of my business. I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't care. I don't want to know. Maybe somebody started talking about some drama, and you're just like, I don't even want to know.
Well, what I'm going through is what.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is another time. We're working on the emotion. Like, maybe somebody came up and started telling you something. You just had no interest. No, you didn't want to care. You had no interest. You didn't care. You don't want to hear it. No, like, basically no curiosity. No interest, no curiosity. Just find a time where you felt that good and strong and put yourself there and soak in that emotion. You got a time when you felt that way?
Got it.
Now, just for a couple moments, soak in that emotion. Get a good, strong sense of it. Put yourself there as if it's happening right now. I don't care. No curiosity.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to curiosity. Oh, I got to know. I want to know. Well, what's this about? Curiosity.
You're right. It's such a different thing.
Yeah, it is.
I guess it's weird because the first one I'm using right now is when I saw the Tesla car, the electric car.
Right. You wanted to know. How's that work?
Because I'm a car freak. I'm a car freak and I love electricity. I love all the scientific stuff.
They
brought me a car to the house. I drove it, and it was like my eyes were open 100%. I wanted to absorb everything that was going on in there immediately.
Right, all right.
And the other one, very interesting.
All right, let's put ourselves there again. Curiosity. Focus in on, imagine being there right now and feeling that emotion. Focus on all the little different details. All right, curiosity. All right, now let's go to I don't care. Don't want to know. I don't care. Okay. Now, curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity. Like strong curiosity. Okay. I don't care. All right, strong curiosity.
Am I supposed to watch chill when I'm doing that?
Well, yeah, it happens. I mean, we don't call them chills. We call them energy flows. No matter what the heck you call them, but it's like it's not a requirement. But like, let's go back here. Okay, go to a time again. Strong curiosity. Put yourself there. Put yourself there. Okay, now, if you had to say one place in your body where you feel that emotion the most, where would it be? Like your face, your neck, your chest, your stomach?
In my chest.
Okay, in your chest. All right. All right, let's go back into the exercise. Forget about that. Let's go back into the exercise. Strong curiosity. Okay? I don't care. Let's go back to I don't care. No, get away from me. I don't want to know. Too much information. I don't care. I have no curiosity. Just get away from me.
That's in the face.
Yeah. Like, no, get away from me. I don't want to know. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. So that's in the face. All right. All right. Let's work on that just a little bit more. Curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity.
Oh my God.
I don't care. Curiosity. Now, what'll happen is that, okay, you got your face and your chest. A lot of times what will happen, Salvador, is you'll start feeling you'll feel the emotion in your chest and then in your face, and you'll start feeling a flow, energy flow going back and forth in between those emotions. And if you do, that's great. Don't get freaked out about it. Just work on moving that flow back and forth. It's like a flow back and forth.
How do I move it? You say move it, keep on doing the same things.
That's what you do. I mean, you that's what you do. You go back to curiosity, and then you go back to I don't care. And basically, you feel that flow going back and forth. How you move it, you activate emotions in those two different parts of your body. And eventually it gets where you can take that flow and and just move the flow, you know, and I'll show you how to do that. But it's good because that helps break stuff up a little better. Is it when you're working on the, you know, on the flows, and eventually, like, what'll happen, and you may not be at this point now, is that as we get into the exercise, curiosity, I don't care. It eventually gets where you don't need to go back to the event anymore. You can just feel the emotion. It's like you can tell me just because of my training, because the practice I have and what I work on right now, Salvador, you can tell me to feel any emotion and I can turn it on in my body. I don't need to go back to an event. I can turn it on. And like, if you tell me to feel anger, I can turn it on.
Yeah.
If you tell me to feel grief, I can turn it on so strong that I'll probably start crying, because that's what happens when you feel intense grief. I don't need to go back to an event to do it, though, just because, I mean, sometimes I do go back to the events, but so basically you start off going back to the event the first 5 minutes or so of doing the exercise. You go back to an event where you felt curiosity. You go back to an event and a time in your past where you felt, I don't care. You work the exercise, and then again, 5 minutes into it, forget about the events. Just work on turning that emotion on in your body. I mean, you know, you're doing it every time you go back to the event. You just drop the event and you just turn on the emotion, like, you know, curiosity. I mean, I'm doing it right now. It's like in my face. And then I don't care. You know, that's actually in my stomach for me, you know, so. You turn on that emotion. You don't worry about the events. You turn on the emotion. And if you can't do that, then go back on working with the events a little bit, you know, but that's like the next level. So let's try to do that. Curiosity, strong curiosity. Put yourself there. Just see if you can turn it on. You're basically turning on that same feeling in your face. You're just turning on that same feeling without going back to the event. Okay. So, I don't care. Go back to that. All right, curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity.
Oh my God. I'm even having sense. My muscles.
Don't pay attention to that stuff. That's just little minor symptoms or whatever. Keep focused on the exercise.
Really, it's fine. I'm saying it's working.
I know. I'm messing with you. All right, curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity? I don't care. Curiosity? All right, now, are you able to feel those emotions without going back to the event? Are you there? Okay.
I just go back to the feeling that I had that day.
Yeah, okay, good. So you don't have to go back to the event. You just turn on that feeling, okay? Let's do that for a couple more moments, because I'm going to throw a curveball at you here in a second. All right, curiosity, I don't care. Curiosity, I don't care. Curiosity, I don't care. Curiosity, okay. Now, what I want you to do, you think you're so good at it, let's test your ability here. What I want you to do is imagine right now you know, in the room with you is Juilliard right in front of you. Imagine her stuck up on the wall right in front of you. She's looking at you with those Juilliard eyes, you know, her face, her, I want you to focus on her, her face, her clothing, maybe a favorite dress or a shirt she had on, that certain look in her eye. You can maybe even smell her. She's there in the room with you, stuck up on the wall. Can you see her? Salvador? Salvador, you there? Hello? Call must have. Now, I don't know how much you said. I want you to put an image of Juilliard up on the wall in front of you. Imagine that she's there in the room with you right now. Can you see her up there? Her facial expressions, the look in her eye, maybe a favorite dress that she had. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Kind of soak in that for just a second. Just imagine that she's there. All right. And now, as you're holding that image in your mind, I want you to, let's go back to that exercise. It's like you're looking at her. You're imagining her right there in front of you. Curiosity? I don't care. curiosity. Just do the best you can. Just see if you can turn on that feeling as you're focused on her at the same time. I don't care. Curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity. I don't care. Curiosity. I don't care. Now, what you want to do? If it, are you able to feel that emotion as you're as you got her in front of
yes.
you a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
They're moving.
Yeah. Good. Good. You're moving it back and forth. Now, what I want you to do is try to, I'm going to let you do this on your own for just a couple moments. I want you to see if you can speed that up. Like curiosity, don't care. Curiosity, don't care. Curiosity, like speed it up. Speed it up, because that's what tends to break up the pattern. You know, your reaction is that speed, like boom, 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 boom. So see if you can speed it up a little bit, and I'll let you know when to stop. Go ahead and jump back into that. Imagine her right there in front of you, and turn on the curiosity, and I don't care, and work that back and forth, and see if you can speed it up, okay? I'll let you know when to stop. Okay.
Yeah,
call Robin. All right, just bring it back to I don't care. Imagine her that and right there in front of you. I don't care. I don't want to know. I'm not interested. Too much information. I have no interest. I don't care. Maybe put a nice white light of energy around her, healing white light, and float her off. Get rid of her. Are you there? You got me?
I am doing that.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, you done? You got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And see, the whole thing is, I mean, you want to, a lot of people don't know it, but like your emotions, especially curiosity, tend to oftentimes determine what psychic information you get. It'll pull stuff in like a magnet. Like if as soon as you get curious about something, you get that information. I use it all the time. Like when I'm working with a police officer about a case, I get curious about this. I get curious about that. I get curious about that's how I get psychic information. It pulls it into me. It's like a magnet. It's like you're basically telling the universe what psychic information you want to get. So the whole thing is that you want to get where, you know, one, the polarity is good because it helps break up that pattern of maybe sometimes you being curious about her. You see what I'm saying?
Now, that was the next question I have.
Does this
mean also that I'm receiving all this because I'm calling? This is the 66-hour question, which I was asking today to my friend, Terry. What is all this? What does all this mean if that I still have that, if I still have this sense of curiosity about her?
Well,
but then at the same time, this is what's going on. Everything that happens, like I get this peering and stuff from her, peering in my eyes, everything happens between 7 and 8 in the evening or 7 and 8 in the morning. Well, there's a pattern there. Then the question is that because she is thinking in bed, which is normal? And I do it too. Everybody does it, yes. It's when I get about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, you know, what I'm going to do. But anyway, what does this actually mean in terms of my relationship with her? Is it a person that I love, but I cannot have her because she's crazy? Or is it a person that because she's crazy, I like not to have her? What is this?
Yeah, I mean, as far as your first question, I think it's a variation of things. I mean, that's my sense. I don't think there's an absolute answer for that. One is that you care about the woman. I mean, you're in love with her, you know? So it's natural to be curious about her and to wonder and to track her. It's natural for that. Also, she's giving you a reason. She's like, you know, putting fillers out. You know, I mean, they're, you know, mixed messages, but it's, you know, you still have that interaction. And two is that, you know, since the two of you have been broken up, Salvador, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Since the two of you have been broken up, you spend a lot of time being curious about her. You know, there's a pattern there, and that's okay. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just
it's mutual, actually, by what I sense. You know, it's mutual.
Yeah, it's mutual. Yeah, but I'm talking about you because, you know, it's like you're not with her. What is she doing? What is she thinking? It's like, oh, that's curiosity. It's like you want to know, and you call me about it, and that's okay. I'm not criticizing you for that. I'm just saying
that makes sure the reason I'm doing this is because I see things, I don't know, behavior, calling everybody, putting all these things, of crying and stuff is almost a baby that she has this despair that's going on. And then I said, what's going on in here? What's my next step? Actually, we're waiting for the one you just mentioned, that she could be a dangerous person.
Right, right.
I have to be careful. I have a response to over 700 people. So I cannot be in a risky situation. And I need to know if my girl has to have one clip or two. You know what I mean? I'm serious. I'm loaded in my house. I have guns and everything, rifles, whatever. I need to really know if I'm in a situation where I better stay away from the house, to tell you the truth, I like to be away from my house. It just gives me a lot of stress, the house, so I don't know what it is. Anyway, okay, so it's not that I'm really, I am, but I'm not really craving for her like I used to, nothing like that. I'm just following their behavior.
Right.
I just sort of counter-predating, you know, I'm a predator now, see what she's doing, you know. I need to be careful, and I'm being very careful, because my friends have been telling me this too.
Yeah.
And I know, I remember this movie, what's it, the movie? Sleeping with the Enemy and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know, I mean, I've ran into some situations like that myself. I mean, there's a lot of crazy, crazy people out there, and most of them are women. Oh, you didn't hear that from me. Wait a second, I'm recording this. I have to delete that part.
You're a risk taker. That's what you have a problem.
Yeah. No, I, you know, yeah, I mean, there
you're
are.
Point, it's like having an enemy that you don't know what they're doing. Actually, I even just like being a porn and all that. I says, you really want to know how you take care of your enemy, they put it in a signal to a storm. Never fight the storm. Let yourself just float around and be punched back and forth. At the end, the storm will have to fight you.
Right.
You know, you learn the curse of the waves, you know, the heights. I need to be, I like to be informed if somebody's to be killing me, you know.
I get what you're saying. Here's the thing is that the curiosity.
I do care for her, actually. I mean, but it's not like it was that day, you know. I know. I've been reading about narcissism. That's what she is. She's a narcissist by the book.
Right.
She's by the book. I mean,
right.
I can tell you now, I've learned so much about that. That's incredible because I need to be informed about what's happening. I cannot be up and wake up with a bullet on my back, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, it wouldn't hurt maybe get some security cameras, you know, if you're really concerned. You know, that takes the pressure off of you always wondering if, you know, she's outside of your house and about to break in. I mean,
that's already planned. That's already been on.
Yeah.
Actually, I just have to pull the trigger and be done tomorrow. Already done.
Right. Get that. I mean, it doesn't hurt, you know, in these days. I mean, it's, you know. Not a bad thing. I'm all about security. I use psychic awareness, but also, like, you know, I have a perimeter around me on my property and, you know, cameras, whatever, you know, because different layers of protection are good.
Exactly.
You know, but here's the thing. I mean, you asked me how to let go of her, how to stop feeling this stuff. That's why I showed you that exercise. Because curiosity will control what psychic information you get. Like if you ever drive by a car wreck and there's an ambulance there, you don't want to get curious about what happened to that person. Because the more psychic awareness, the clearer you are and you don't have a bunch of garbage in your life, if you get curious about that, what, oh, I wonder what happened to that person. Are they okay? Guess what will happen? If I do that, I'll get a physical readout in my body. Like all of a sudden, bam, the side of my head will hurt or my leg will hurt because I'm feeling psychically what just happened to that person. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you don't want to get, you want to be very, very careful about what you get curious about. I'm very, very careful throughout the day where I put my curiosity because I know that that opens up psychic awareness. Now, you know, so basically going through the polarity and in lesson three, we had a kind of a description of that. It's called event frames. Like you put an image of her, a static image of her, and you run that back and forth. Curious, don't care. Curious, don't care. Curious, don't care. And that helps break it up. Now, eventually throughout the day, whenever you think about her, you know, think about her and then put out that emotion.
That's the point. I don't even think about her.
Well, I'm just saying this will help, though. This will help is it when you do think about her or make a point to think about her and then put that emotion of implant that emotion over and over and over. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't care. Like think about her and then put that emotion there and it'll eventually get where that's your new pattern. Like if someone mentions you to her or the phone rings and they're, you know, I don't care. I don't even care. I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't care. Now, what you can do is you can color that a little bit, that emotion. It can be like, I don't care. I don't want to know unless it's something that's important, that's critical. You can qualify it. You know, you can put an emotion like, you can create an emotion like that. Like, I don't care unless it's like life-threatening or something I really need to know. Otherwise, I don't care.
How do you do that?
It's an emotion. It's the same thing. I'm sure you felt like that. Like if you've ever had an employee, you know, I know I have, you know, a secretary and they come in and they, every little issue, every little phone call, they tell you, say, look, you know, I got a business to run. I don't care about all the little stuff. You know, I don't want to know. I don't want to be distracted with it. Don't tell me about it. I'm not curious. The big stuff, if like an attorney calls or the IRS, then you come get me, you know? So it's the same thing. Like if you ever had an employee like that, it's like, I don't care. I don't want to know, except the big stuff. Let me know about that. And that's a feeling.
How do you do the mechanics of this if you want to do it?
Well, that's a feeling. That's a feeling. I'm sure you have felt like that in the past before. You know?
I see. Get that feeling printed on my brain and my body, and then use it whenever it comes.
Yeah, and then you keep thinking about Juilliard, and you keep planting that emotion there. So that'll get where you don't pick up all the little stuff, all her depression and her weird stuff and her pulling on you and her moods. You won't pick up on all that. But if there's something critical, like if she's planning to attack you or your company or something like that, then you'll see that. And I use that all the time. Like I don't want to know. I don't care about the little stuff, but the big stuff, let me know about it. You know,
you know what happened? That day, I didn't tell you because I haven't talked to you. That day, I'm talking to Terry in the morning. I saw Terry. It looks like Julia is going real nuts. Something is going on with her. Last night, I had these weird feelings that this is what I felt. You know, that not even half an hour later, I get a call from my office of what happened that night.
Right.
See, I called twice at 1 o'clock at 2:30. These people that are not, you know, Stan Scott, they are like my family. But see, I called them. And this has happened twice already.
Right.
I had the same experience again. So this morning, I bet you she ran away from this guy.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if she was in my house today.
Right.
If she would have been in my house today, I would not have been surprised. That's the only thing I like about being able to tell what's going on, because I can feel exactly what she's feeling. You know, I'm here with my girl in Bogota. You know what happened? I started feeling that feeling of not wanting being with her, lying down next to her. I'm not talking about anything but just lying down. And I needed to get out of the bed because I couldn't stand her next to me. It's
right.
My girl. I mean, it's weird. It's so weird. I mean,
well, it's like, I mean, I think most people sense things like that. They just don't recognize what it is, or they're, you know, they got so much garbage in their head that they don't, you know, they don't even, it's like just so much clutter and garbage. It's hard to make out what it is, you know, but I think you're,
I can tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah, I know. That's to say you're tuned in, you're psychically sensitive. You don't have a lot of other stress. So you're able to pick that up. And I think too, just be careful. I think sometimes, like you mentioned, 7 o'clock in the morning and 7 at night, sometimes like psychic information, what'll happen is like if I'm real busy doing something or working out at the gym or whatever, I like close it off. But then when I sit down later that night and I relax, that's when I'll tend to get information. So sometimes it's right on the spot. Sometimes it's when you get in a relaxed state and you become more open to
it. When you open up. This is what you're saying. You know what I've done with that? What I've done is that I never look at the watch. And I don't really do a lot of things in those days. Those times, I'm very lazy for other work. I lie down in bed until 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I'm into in the morning. But what I notice is, I don't really sit down, like you say, I don't do that. Whenever something happens, I look at the watch. Oh, look, it's between 7 and 8 again.
Right.
It's just, I sort of time it, but I don't take the time. I take the time. That's what I do. No, I don't time it. In other words, I'm not really psyching myself up. I'm going to take a 7 to GC, I don't know.
Expecting it to happen. Yeah. You're not expecting it to happen. It does. And then you look at your watch and it happens to be 7. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a time. That's when I had that dream of this man telling me not to abandon her. I don't know. It was not a dream. It was like an in between. Remember I told you that about that? It was a man that I couldn't see his face.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
In Colombia the last time.
Right.
It happened. Girl, I have been able to tell that the girl that I was seeing, one of the ghosts I was seeing in San Antonio was trying to find somebody else because she's a narcissist too.
Right.
I could detect that.
The Kabbalah lady?
No, that's for way back.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I get them confused. You got a few different women in your life.
This lady was a friend of mine for 30 years.
Oh, okay.
And she wanted the business of, going to a dating thing. Okay. So we dated 3 or 4 times. But then I figured out she was really looking. So I could tell. Oh, I told Terry, he's looking for somebody else. And I'm here. I'm in San Antonio, in Medellin,
I see
San Antonio. And I know what she's doing. And I told Terry, she's just a whore. By the way, I thought, this is what's going on with her. She's always used to being the third one in the team. She's used to having men that have a wife or a girlfriend, so she's free to do the same thing. You know what I mean? Narcissistic stuff. And
right.
You know that I was able to tell. I actually, and it's verified, okay? It's verified.
Right.
But the point is that I can sense all this stuff, and like you say, it's a little bit overwhelming at times, but I'm okay, I just...
So here's the thing. We've been on the phone for a bit of time. I don't want to overload and go over too much stuff, but that's a good first step, that curiosity.
Okay.
And I don't care. And I want you to think about, like, throughout the day, like when you do, like maybe make a habit of thinking about her and then put that emotion there. You want to get to where you may not be able to do it right away, but you want to, because as you're playing with these exercises, you eventually get to where you can, like, if I ask you right now, turn on the emotion of, I don't care. You get to the point where you can do that. You can turn on your emotions at will. And that's a good thing to do. So you want to get to where you think about her maybe a couple times throughout the day, and then you implant that emotion. I don't care.
I
don't want to know.
I got you.
Unless it's something big, unless it's something big, like she's going to break into my house, something like that. Yeah. But otherwise I don't want to know.
Yeah,
like keep putting that emotion there. And that'll limit what information, that'll help to start limit what psychic information you get from her. And trust me,
works. Yeah, I got you.
It works.
You're telling me to make an imprint in my brain of whatever's going on with her. I mean, my emotions to respond to her accurately. And just those more emotions. It's just like putting a switch. Let me put a switch for hate here. Let me put a switch for love here. A switch for I'm not interested. A switch for curiosity. And I just change around.
Right.
In other words, the reactions are not changing me. I'm changing the reactions.
Right.
As I need.
Exactly. But see, the things is, it's not just about how you feel. Is it certain emotions affect things? Yeah, they're feelings, but they also affect things on a metaphysical level, like curiosity. When you get curious about something, it's you're not just feeling it, but it actually triggers psychic information to come to you about what you're curious about. So some emotions I don't think really matter that much, but certain things like curiosity, that'll tend to pull information into you. So you want to be, it's not just a feeling. It's a metaphysical event. It's not just a feeling. It's a metaphysical event. Same with I own. Like I would recommend like putting I own out within your house and in your walls. And I mean, that'll keep, like I said, it'll run off.
This is my house, stay away.
Yeah, I own, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I've even used that to run off dead people, that I just cleared them out. Like, I own, this is my space. And that'll prevent psychic attack from people that are alive or people that are dead or anybody is taking ownership over your space, over your body, over your space, over the vicinity, the room, the house that you're in. And I consistently put those fields out. It's like I turn on that emotion and I project it into the walls, and we show you how to do that, but it's you want to, I know is not just emotion, I know that's not just an emotion. When you expect something, you tend to attract that to you on a metaphysical level.
Yeah, you're opening some channels in there, no? Is what you're saying? You're opening some channels.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just a feeling. It's a metaphysical event. It creates things.
Okay.
Certain emotions have not just a feeling, but they have a metaphysical consequence. Like when you expect something to happen and you know for a fact it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's how I use that emotion to attract things to me that I want, like my wife or business partners or whoever. That's how I manifest things out of nowhere. Things that are hard to do or crazy or whatever, bam, it's in my lap because I expect it. I know it. Now, I don't actually know it, but by using that emotion, you draw it to you.
You're helping me with something else. That my issue with women, and I've been married to three of them, has been because I've always acquired a passive possession. You know what I mean? It was a passive attitude, not a passive of curiosity. It was not an attitude of I own this woman. Even my mother told me all the time about women, and my mother told me totally the wrong thing. My mother told me basically that women are of glass, and I should take care of them like if they were. Like, my mother put me to walk in eggshells about women emotionally.
Right.
But that was not at home. So I absorbed all that attitude from her. And that's what got me into trouble with women. It still does.
Right.
I can't even, what I call a lack of respect? It's not lack of respect. It's me not projecting that,
Yeah, it's like being passive, just taking it. Yeah. And I mean, I think there's a balance there. I think you're allowed to have standards and use emotions to, I've used emotional fields and states and a mindset to repel certain types of women and attract the right type of women, because I'm very picky. I mean, I have to be, that's how I met my wife, she just came in like my wife came in and sat there next to me on a park bench. I didn't go looking for her, just came in like a map. All right. I mean, it's in. sometimes it's an inner reality.
I'm in Colombia, so it makes a difference.
Right, exactly. But I want you to think about what we talked about. And I'm going to give me take a couple days to get that recording because we got to stitch those files together. But I got two more exercises that I think will blow your mind that I think are really good. One of them you've had, one of them you don't even know about yet, that as soon as you can, give us a call and set up a time tomorrow, the next day, whatever, and we'll jump into some more exercises. I'll give you some tools that you can use.
I was going to ask you something. Is there a chance of me coming over there and we'll put 1 month into this focusing? I need it, man. Once a vacation or anything, a mental. I need to go back to my mind, clear my mind, and I think this will help me get back into my reading and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Like sort of start a process. I feel like I'm lost. I haven't read nothing for almost a year, thinking about this woman, you know.
Right.
And I would like to see if I could maybe stay on an Airbnb over there or something, and just focus on that only. Disconnect the phone. You know what I'm talking about? Just focus on that. Get that started.
I mean, we might be able to work something out like that. I mean, think about the details of exactly what you're talking about, how the logistics would work out, put together an idea, and then we'll discuss that more, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to get I might have to have shoulder surgery. So I'm thinking about doing it after the surgery or before, but I have to sort of rush it because I don't have a lot of time to do it. The doctor said I have to have it done almost right away. I just have
right.
to wait a little bit and see what happens.
Right.
But,
yeah, I mean, we can probably work something out. I mean, that's, I'm flexible. I mean, just think about exactly the details of how that would work out and the logistics and time periods, and then, get that narrowed down and we'll figure that out. But, I think for now is that, keep in touch with me. Like, as soon as you can, I mean, we got you down for a little more time, but, I got two more exercises I think that would help you right away. And, whenever you have time, tomorrow, the next day, next week, or whatever.
I can do that tomorrow. It's my best day.
Okay. All right. So maybe I don't have my calendar in front of me. If you want us to, Mary Kay to call you early, we can set something up. And I got some time tomorrow, so we'll get you in. But there's two more exercises I think will help you a lot. And I'll coach you through those. And I think if you do that, that'll get this garbage off of you, because it sounds like it's getting to the point where it's like it's messing with you, and that's not necessary.
Yeah.
You don't have to. That's ridiculous.
It's getting tiring already.
That's ridiculous. You don't have to, And we have the technology to be able to break that up pretty quickly.
If she doesn't want to come over to me. That means that she doesn't want to come over to me. Whatever the reason is, it's not my fucking business.
She's
to resolve her craziness. What's going on? She's battling the connection.
Right.
With the narcissistic condition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think she still loves you, though, and she opened herself up to you more than anybody else that she ever has in her life, and I think that's messing with her, and she doesn't know how to deal with it. so she hates you because of that, I mean, it's kind of a paradox. It's like she loves you so much, but she hates you because she loves you. So
look, I see that in my patients, in my patients, in my wives. I see that all the time. The question of where is that concept comes from.
Right.
But I see it in women many, many, many times. That's nothing unusual for me.
I think Juilliard, though, is special in the sense that she goes in a place in her mind that in a dark place, that she's on another level, though. I'm just throwing that out at you to think about it. She's not average. I forgot to mention to you that earlier, as I looked at her over the last week and a half, it feels like there's been some periods there where there's a darkness. I mean, she goes to some dark places in her mind. It's like,
what do you mean darkness?
Well, like crazy, depressed, like, crazy, depressed, like almost like she wasn't, she just wished she didn't, that never even existed. Like, I mean, a lot of people get depressed. A lot of people get depressed or down, but her down is like way down there. You know, it's like in a dark, deep cave.
The tearing is constant. Regularly, that has slowed down a little bit, but I bet you because now she's mad.
Well, I think my sense is that here's something to think about: is that over the last couple of months, I think she's loosened up some. She doesn't. It's like she could start to maybe question or think about maybe what it would like to be with you again, and maybe playing around with that idea. And I think the fact that she started to care about you and open up more, I think a lot of this is a reaction to that. It's like all of a sudden she starts caring about you, thinking about you, and she's like, whoa, wait a second. You know, so she goes.
She's even an emotional undertow.
Yeah, it's like a double-sided pendulum. The more she starts to open up and think about you and care about you, that other pendulum goes up. On the other side, the more that she hates you, that she wants to get back at you, that punish you, to blame you, you know, so it's like the two are connected.
That fish is going to break away from the line pretty soon. But let me tell you what the diagnosis here is. I am her man, and she knows it. You know that. She knows it. I am her man. Then what's the problem? She loves me for what I can do for her because she hates me, but she hates me because I'm the one that can do it, not her. And she has a problem with narcissistic problems.
Right.
One time she told me, well, my IQ is 186. She doesn't have a superior intelligence, which is a brain, which is a... Yeah, but yours must be about 176.
Okay.
You know why she said that? Because she has never been able to outpace me.
Right.
IQ wise, I am much smarter than she is. I have logic. I can do things, and she hates that shit. She's envious. It's almost like being an envy.
Yeah, they respect you and hate you at the same time. I get it. And I think a lot of that's normal, but I'm trying to give you a hint, though. A lot of times that's normal, but she does it in a special, intense, dark kind of way. And it does concern me a little bit, you know.
Well, you're not the only one. My friends have told me the same thing.
I say get that security system and, you know, I mean, that'll you know, protect you some, and you know, those levels of security. I mean, I think the probabilities are low of her doing something like that, but at the same time, it wouldn't completely surprise me if she showed up and did something stupid like that, you know.
You know what happened? My dog died of cancer, and that's her specialty. My dog was able to detect her day one that she came in,
right?
All her evilness and all the bad things that she had in her head. My dog was able to see that. Didn't want to let it get in the car, out of the car.
Yeah, I've had dogs do that kind of thing too. They sense people's underlying motivations and their energy, and they react to it. You know,
he's the only person that dog ever barked at.
Right.
First one and the last one.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's intense. I've had that. I used to raise Dobermans, and they're real smart. They can look at somebody and sense what that person's all about. You know, Dobermans, they're smart dogs, you know, so.
The which ones? Labradoodles?
Doberman.
A Doberman, yes.
Doberman, yeah. I would never get a Labradoodle. No, I'm just joking. I'm sure they're good dogs. But no, I had Doberman Pinschers, you know, Dobermans. And they're
I grew up on a beach.
Right.
My nanny was a Doberman Pinscher.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. No, they're smart. They are smart. They can look right through people. They have that awareness, that intelligence, you know, they do. Now, Salvador, I got to get off the phone, but I'll have Mary Kay call you tomorrow. Maybe set up another time or whatever. Again, there's two other exercises I think that could help you a lot. I'm not trying to push you into it. I mean, I just think it, you know, it could be helpful to you, so you don't keep, you know, you shouldn't have to deal with this garbage.
Morning.
Okay, good.
I will call her.
Okay. All right. You take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.